The indoor tanning industry is under new scrutiny, and that's the subject of today's health news. The American Academy of Dermatology wants states to forbid teenagers under the age of 18 from using tanning beds. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A quick glance through the latest fashion magazines makes it clear that being tan is hot. Take a spring issue of Cosmopolitan.
Kate Bosworth looks like she has a nice, subtle tan.
Is that Ashley Judd?
That's Ashley Judd looking a little bronzed.
Critiquing the models is tanning salon manager Claire Burns. She operates a franchise of stores called Casa del Sol. For her business, the likes of model Bridget Hall on the latest cover of Lucky is almost free marketing.
She's definitely looking bronzed.
This is the look that Burns helps her customers achieve. It starts with an 8 to 10 minute session in one of her tanning units.
Well, this unit is the size of a large telephone booth. You're completely surrounded by long fluorescent bulbs that put off ultraviolet light.
The tanning industry argues an indoor base tan helps protect people when they're later exposed to the sun on, say, a beach vacation. Dermatologist Clay Cockerell is president of the American Academy of Dermatology. He says this industry message really creates a false impression. He points to increasing rates of skin cancer, which takes several years to develop.
The incidence of melanoma has more than tripled in the last couple of decades. And it's more common than any non-skin cancer among women between the ages of 25 and 29, the exact group of individuals who have been going to tanning parlors.
But tell this to 22-year-old Melissa Snyder. She's a regular customer at Casa del Sol.
Just because it makes me feel better, I guess.
She doesn't worry about the risks.
No, not really. My mom does, but I don't. She warns me that I shouldn't go, but I don't really think about it too much.
This is not unusual, say scientists. Most young people don't consider the risks of tomorrow when they make decisions today. Recognizing this, some state legislatures are considering laws that would restrict teenagers' use of tanning beds. 28 states already have measures. For instance, New Hampshire's new law will require parental consent for minors. Dermatologist Peter Sands says this may help force conversations between parents and teens.
The minor has a chance to learn about their family history, because one of the concerns we had with indoor tanning is that if someone had a strong family history of skin cancer, and that might increase their risk from the ultraviolet light.
Stricter measures calling for an all-out ban on teen tanning are without justification, argues the industry. Joe Levy heads the International Smart Tan Network.
Teenagers who tan in a non-burning fashion, there's no data that they have a statistically increased risk of skin cancer.
But for public health and medical professionals, there's no debate that exposure to UV rays, whether they come from the sun or tanning booths, raise the risk of skin cancer. For customers who are worried, salons, including Casa del Sol, do offer risk-free options.
You step directly into the center of the booth, close the glass door.
It's the fake 6-second spray-on tan. While it may be safer, dermatologist Clay Cockerell says it's still sending the message that it's cool to be bronzed.
What I would say to kids, if I were going to try to change their way of thinking in this, is that, you know, it's cool to look kind of pale and white.
It may be too late to persuade today's teenagers. That's why cancer prevention groups are beginning to take the message to elementary schools. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.